Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you've got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
It is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits for Wednesday, the 29th of June. A confluence of factors led to more than 37% of all streakers picking one guy. A leadoff hitter on the road in Colorado who was the batting champion last year. This should be a gimme. Until the ninth inning, though, it was not.
High fly ball, deep left field. Joe to the track, to the wall. There it goes. Home run, Trey Turner. 11th of the season. Third of the game for the Dodgers. And it's 7-4.
Oh, hilarious. First and only hit for Trey Turner was that home run. Thoroughly meaningless to the outcome of the ball game, but massive to so many of you playing Beat the Streak within the MLB Play app. What's up? It's Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. This is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. We take a look at the state of the streak every day as you guys chase $5.6 million. It's the 58th episode. But that means our streak broke yesterday because Joe only did 56, so we're starting again. I don't know. I'm very confused by the entire thing.
I'm now very confused too.
Well, I've done my job then. Three of our top four streakers had Trey Turner in some capacity. S. Dunstall and Pignature are at 30 thanks to Trey Turner and some double-down success with Paul Goldschmidt and Cody Bellinger. A streaker going by the name Minnedosa Line, I like that one, is at 29 with Turner alone. And then at 32 games, top of the streak list is Fresh 44 with this solid pick of a red-hot Alvarez.
Yordan has a real chance to be player of the month if he keeps it going. 4.11 average this month.
Waiting for another 3-2 from Chase and Shreve.
Yordan hits one high, hits one deep to center field. Back on it, Nimmo. He's at the wall. He'll watch it go. Yordan Alvarez, Air Yordan with number 23.
Yordan Alvarez leads the majors in OPS, is second in home runs, is eighth in batting average, fifth in RBI. He's really good. Me, how am I streaking? Matt, how are you streaking? Yeah, thanks for asking, everybody. I had some of the same late game tension as you Trey Turner streakers with my pick of Ian Happ of the Cubs. Setting the scene, bottom nine. Happ is 0-for-4 at this point at Wrigley Field. Cubs down 5-3 to the Reds. He's the tying run at the plate, and Cincinnati's defense is chaotic.
Pops it up. Drury converging with Reynolds. Reynolds bumps into Drury, makes the catch, and holds on, and the Reds win it.
Wow.
Not the prettiest of endings, but the final out secured, and the Reds take the opener on the bump in the outfield.
Are you kidding me? They're bumping around. They're falling on each other. The Keystone Reds, man. But Happ goes 0-for-5.
The Keystone Reds, more like the Bad News Bears.
Oh, yeah, right. The two of them playing against each other last night. The pain, it is real in my life. I am again back at Mr. Blutarski's grade point average.
0.0.
Whatever. Where are you, Ryan? Where are you streaking?
Well, Trey Turner helped me out. He was my fourth pick yesterday. I had him on the MLB Play app. Got my double down, so I'm at 2.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, yeah.
2. That's 2 more than me. Some fun things from last night. Ricky, gonna be Ricky, But Ricky going to get passed on the all-time hit list by Miggy.
Ground ball right side. That's a fair ball. Grossman trots home. Miguel Cabrera's got the RBI. The Tigers are on the board. It's now 4-1 San Francisco.
This is just a good hitter right here. Look what he does. He sees it out of the way. The Giants playing off at first base. Look at it. He just can handle the bat.
Little poke grounder down the right field line for Miguel Cabrera's second hit of the night. He's now at 3,056, one ahead of Ricky Henderson. Good for 26th all-time in total hits. And in Anaheim, on a night when the White Sox power bats came alive, six doubles, two homers, 17 overall hits, it's still the Angels in a losing effort who make highlights with their superstars.
Mike Trout says it's been a while since I've hit Johnny Cueto like ever, and he takes him deep for a solo shot. 2-0 Angels. Ohtani looking dead red center field. Forget about it. Three solo homers in the inning. Ohtani goes yard.
Shohei Ohtani, a rocket double off the wall. This mammoth home run to left center field. Segoy. Wow, Shohei.
First ballot Hall of Famers, both of them, I bet. And that organization cannot figure out how to build around them. It's unbelievable. Angels lose again. Mike Trout is frustrated. You guys see him pointing out his own reliever tipping pitches last night during a pitching change, trying desperately to get the message across. He is a frustrated man. I have to admit something in a moment in our picks segment coming up. Daily Double A, a stay away, and an admission from me on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nice full slate of games today on a Wednesday in MLB. Lots of selections to choose from. Look, before we give you a daily stay away and everything else, I got to make an admission. I miss Lardster. I miss talking about rendered pork fat. He was ahead, for anybody who doesn't know, he was atop the Streaker leaderboard for what, 2 days, Ryan? It was a glorious 2 days. I miss
imagining.
I think
it was just one day.
Was it? Okay, yes. Whatever. You know what?
It was here's a glorious much, day.
Here's how much I miss him. It felt like 2 days. You know what I mean? I miss imagining that possibly chubby little Streaker happily calling himself Lardster. You know? Maybe he'll slide back up the leaderboard later on in the season. It's a long year.
He'll either slide back up the leaderboard or he'll slide down the line at the buffet. Either or.
Either or. And I will probably join him there. Every episode of the pod, we give you a daily stay away, an offense to ignore as you make your pick. Some might say White Sox because they're going against the great Ohtani, who after three extra base hits last night takes the mound. Last three starts, Ohtani's been great too, by the way. A 0.43 ERA, a 129 batting average against, but those White Sox exploded last night, broke out with some power. I say stay away from the Mets. Justin Verlander dominated the Yankees last time out, seven innings of four-hit ball. He'll do the same to the Mets tonight. The man is steamrolling towards another Cy Young at age 39 after Tommy John surgery. That is just bananas.
You stay away, I stay away.
Yes, let's all stay away. Ryan, you go first. What's the fourth pick this evening?
All right, so going with Dansby Swanson, someone that you picked maybe multiple times last week. You've been on the Dansby Swanson train here lately. He went 0-for-5 last night in Philadelphia, but before last night, he had recorded a hit in 35 of his previous 38 games. He's been super consistent in what has been a breakout season and a contract year. Even with that 0-for last night, Swanson is hitting close to .500 against the Phillies this season. He's 2-for-6 in his career against Phillies starter Ranger Suarez and is hitting well over .300 against left-handed pitching this season.
I like it. So Dansby Swanson is the official fourth pick. Time now for my daily double A. A used to be for anecdotal and analytical. I love anecdotes, but I'm going at least a week with the new plan of a double analytical. Make one smart analytical pick, double it up with a teammate in the same matchup. This one jumps off the page, and it did so to both me and to David Adler, who wrote it up this morning over on MLB.com. Corey Seager and Cole Calhoun of the Rangers both love to hit against Zach Greinke. Seager is 8 for 20 lifetime. Calhoun, 12 for 22, hitting over 500 against Zach Greinke. Hell, Adolis Garcia is 6 for 10. Marcus Semien is 7 for 22. Can I quadruple down? No, I cannot. So Corey Seager and Cole Calhoun, the official selections from me. What are you laughing at here?
So last week you went with an Oakland A. You had to target an Oakland A against Zach Greinke. Yeah. It failed miserably. Yeah. Now with your new daily double A strategy, you are again going with two Rangers now against Zach Greinke.
I sure am. But those guys are better than Ramon Laureano.
This is true.
And you know it. So at least I have that going for me, which is nice.
I just was not expecting you to go with two Rangers today. Let's just put it that way.
Subscribe now to Beat the Streak daily inside the hits, wherever you get your podcast, and play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. We hang out every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. Beat the Streak daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all your guys and Dansby Swanson, and especially my two Rangers, Corey Seager and Cole Calhoun, all hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!